Vern Foster joins us. And Vern, I always love when I can say sputters on the radio.
I hear you. And that's who the Monarchs played tonight, the sputters.
The Richfield sputters. Tell me what happened between the Monarchs and those sputters.
Okay. Jalen Williams ran 25 times for 120 yards and a score. And Jeremy Martin added 89 yards and 2 touchdowns. As the Richfield sputters dealt the Mark Morris Monarchs their 6th straight defeat, 21-7. Martin ran 74 yards on the game's first play for a score to give Richfield the lead it would never give up, and added his second TD with 51 seconds left in the half, up the lead to 14-0. After a scoreless third quarter, Mark Morris's Devin St. Jean intercepted a pass and returned it to the sputter 15 with 11 minutes remaining. Max Dawkins then scored on a 10-yard run to cut the lead to 14-7. But the Monarchs tried an onside kick, which Richfield recovered at the MM 49-yard line. The Sputters worked the ball down the field and put the game away on Williams' 1-yard run with 1:42 left. Richfield's Kim Ullman, he is their new head coach. He used to be the former Monarch offensive coordinator. He picked up his first league win as the Sputters moved to 1-2 in Greater St. Helens League play. Mark Morris is now 0-4 in league and faces Hudson's Bay, a non-league game next week. Dawkins led the Monarchs rushing attack tonight with 65 yards and a score. Elsewhere in the Greater St. Helens League tonight, Columbia River defeated Woodland in a battle of the unbeaten, 35-24. Hawkinson knocked off Washougal 47-12, so that sets up a River-Hawkinson game next week. If River wins, will more than likely end up being a league champion. If Hawkinson can win, then we'll have a three-way tie for first. Mountain View defeated Kelso 27-14. Montesano stopped Riley Long 36-12. Kingsway Christian ran over Castle Rock 52-28. And Prairie stopped Hudson's Bay 30-28.
Great job as usual. Have a nice weekend.
Hey, you too, Dick.
Thanks, Vern. Vern Foster joining us, 105.5 KUK. And Mark Morris getting one on the chin. The old sputters got him tonight big time over at Mark Morris.